It's time to do this. Talk to Ezra. I'm here tonight. Something special for you. I got my fools with me. If y'all familiar with my podcast, Three Fools and a Mic, I'm one fool, and I got two more. My number one sidekick, he ain't even no sidekick. He just a partner in crime. He roll hard as I do.
TGF
in the house.
What's up, baby? What's up?
What's up, baby?
What's up, E? It's all good,
man. We finna do this. And we got Captain Handpack, who should be jumping in shortly.
Soon as he's
Captain
Handpack.
Yeah, he gotta get permission. He gotta
get
his,
note with
his little. I sent the note and I put a smiley face, hoping it'll get him some brownie points. But who knows? You know, just because you give them a hall pass, don't mean they can go pee.
That's right.
So we'll see what's up with him. How you been, man?
Man, it's all good on my end, man. You know, just Rick Ross. Not loving these hoes.
Cool, man. What you think about that opening soundtrack, man? Is that a kick?
Oh, man, that's tight, baby. That's sweet.
I got a
product. Where you get that from?
I got a product. Oh, man, that's a little drop I got. That's all. I wanted something with a drive. I wanted something with a little funk in it. You know, make that head bop. You know, sometimes I get cat. I need to go shorten it up because sometimes I get the bop and I'm like, damn, man, I gotta hurry up, come in. But yeah, I like that. One I pulled. But man, it's a rainy night in the city, and we ain't going to be too long. I just want to get the fools in here with me and just let folks know, you know, we already on Spotify, Three Fools in a Mic. Go check out our episodes. How many we got on there now, about 8, 9, something like that? We hitting hard in the paint. So go, y'all
yeah,
go
you
check
know,
that out, Spotify, Oh, yeah. Now, those that don't know about Talk to Ezra, you know now because you're here. I see you. If you want to say something to one of us, all of us, whatever, just hit your mic, and it'll let me know. It'll start blinking, and I know you want to talk. For those of y'all that's listening online, don't forget to call in number 319-527-6722. That's 319-527-6722. CTF, I got something I want to throw out there, man.
What's that?
But guess what? I didn't realize this. And we'll get back on that. Man, do you know Whoopi Goldberg? I guess she figured she close to the end of her run with The View or whatever. She don't play the neutral role no more. So, man, she don't say out. She get you out. She kicking there.
Oh, yeah.
She got old girl Michelle Tapioca, whatever her name is. Teflon, whatever. She tried to, you know, I guess she was thinking out loud and came with the same thing Condoleezza Rice always came with. You know, why you want to make these white kids comfortable about the black history. Man, Whoopi little of them said, you know, you need to get on with all that. When is white America going to start taking a role and responsibility, you know, about skin color? We ain't the ones that was making the issue. I'm like, damn, Whoopi. I guess after Monique told everybody he was one of the lowest paid on the show, he's like, well, damn it, I'm going to say something. You know, I'm proud of her, though, because I still remember back, you know, during the first presidential election when that little other helper, what's her name, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who had all the opinions in the world but couldn't tell you why her husband played on the NFL team all them years, Tim Hasselbeck, and his stats for all them years was, two games played, minus 4 yards, you know, 7 interceptions. How lousy is that you're allowed to stay on the team? But she know everything about politics. I guess she do,
right.
Because ass was on the team with lousy ass stats. So she does know politics. But she was so hard on, you know, former President Obama, which, you know, we done had that discussion. So she was shooting him down right out the gate, just talking bad about him. And Sherry Shepherd was sitting there eating cheese like a Chinese rat. You know, the only one was standing up was Joy. And before then, it was doggone Roseanne. But then all of a sudden, what's her face? Whoopi, she just said, I don't get into all that. All I just want to know is, what are y'all going to do? Are you going to do what you say you're going to do? That's how she brought it out. So I'm like, now she actually coming out with opinions and facts that matter. I'm surprised. So I see her pretty much getting ready to step down. Normally when they do that, they don't last long. You know? So,
yeah.
That's what the thing. Yeah. But it needs to be said, though. It needs to be said. We got history books with 2 damn pages. Well, 2 damn pages, but it's 4 sides, and that entails all of Black history.
And 2 big pictures.
You know.
So you're really not getting that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the damn French Revolution. That shit wasn't here. You know. I mean, you know, it get old, man. And then especially when they can take some shit they stole, try to flip it to make the people they stole it from feel bad. Cowboys and Indians movement. We grew up, you know, wanting to be a cowboy. Hating Indians.
Right.
And how you gonna hate somebody that's just stealing their shit back or taking it back? Or whooping your ass for coming over here taking it after they realize
yeah.
you ganked them. You know, now you want to call them Indians. Can't even pronounce it right. Indians. Indians. And they don't like the name Indians because they ain't tell you they was no damn Indians. Shit.
No.
You know, they were natives. You know, or just say, hell, they were property owners. You came and stole their shit, then started making Hollywood movies like they criminals and villains and shit, you know, like they done ran in your village and snatched your women and raping and killing. Y'all did that shit. Show that in the movie. On time they show cowboys trying to rape women, they drunk. Come here, old squaw. Come here, old squaw. Then another, you know, cowboy run in, punch him in the face or whatever, and fight with him and go stick his head in the damn horse trough, try to sober him up. That ain't what really happened. Tell the truth. Show me a movie where them Indians or engines, as you call it, show me where they scratching and got the shake and everything with your ass and gave smallpox and everything else, herpes and syphilis, VD, you know. Show that shit, nasty bastards. We quit trying to make Indians to be, you know what I'm saying? That's all that shit.
Yeah.
Come over. Yeah, just bad, you know, villainizing folks that didn't do a damn thing to you. Not cool at all, in my opinion. And, you know, it's time for people to speak out on that, you know, Holocaust. You know, and don't get me wrong, to my Jewish friends, whatever, don't have nothing against Jewish people, but all I'm saying is that didn't happen on this soil. That didn't happen on this soil. So just the fact that we want equal acknowledgement, we want equal time, we want all the same things for y'all that happened on this soil. Remember the Holocaust. You don't never hear, remember slavery. Remember the Alamo. Do remember the Alamo. Y'all stole that shit. Santa Ana came, fucked y'all up, took it back. Then y'all go back like Sam Houston was a damn hero. Wasn't no hero. He was just a fucking repo man that repoed some shit that didn't belong to him. That's it. So when we, how we going to say, how is another black woman like Condoleezza Rice, or as Dave Chappelle calls her in that skit with old boy Clayton Beasley, Condoleezza Rice, her, Michelle Tapioca Pudding, Tapalooka, whatever. All I'm talking about, don't teach black history, because it's going to make white kids feel bad. Well, goddamn.
That's some bullshit.
How you think black kids felt when a black boy or a black girl wonder where daddy at? Daddy don't come home no more because they found him hanging on a tree, burnt up and castrated. So how that kid felt? How that black girl that was walking home ain't even reached puberty? How she feel when a truckload of white dudes jump off the truck and rape them? Tear her body up to where she can't have kids? Hell, y'all saw, what is it, Time to Kill? That shit happened for real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or when the black man, they don't talk about the black man that had 12, 15, 16 kids, because he liked to hit that ass. There wasn't no birth control back then. But he got, yeah, he got all them kids, and here come the white boy. Hey, nigga Charlie, and walk in the house and smash his wife. He can't do nothing, because if he kill his ass, here come a posse, you know, a mob. They going to burn the house down, probably kill all his kids or some of them. Kill him for sure. So he had to take that shit just to preserve his family. And black women say, hey, weak. No. He could kill this white man, but then he run the risk of losing his family. So he had to take that shit. And black men take it a different way now, just dealing with how society do things. And then a lot of black women look at us and try to treat us because of the fact, you know, we don't want to just be savages. Because, yeah, you can, you know, you can fuck somebody up or whatever, but the law is designed to have you locked up. So what good are you locked up? Yeah, he stood up for me. Okay, and what happened? It came 30
years. She'll be with the next nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Now her legs cocked open, you know, and if he eating her right, she hoping you don't make parole. Dirty mofo. So, yeah, we're going to put it all out. That's how we get down when three fools get together on Talk to Ezra. And now, without further ado, the dude that got his hall pass signed, and he can come out in the hallway and play. Murphy!
What's the dealio?
Nothing, man. We were just hoping, you know, I signed your permission slip. So I was just hoping you was able to get out, man. You
ain't
know, come
shit.
Hang with the fool.
Need no goddamn permission slip.
Oh, she gone to the stove.
No, I'm not even home yet, so y'all start bullshitting.
That's what it is. I knew it was something.
Yeah, it was your text. I get that back to the text, y'all.
Hey, wait a minute. Who going to the store?
Ain't nobody going to the goddamn
Mama.
Store.
Because I know Mama. She ain't going to the store if he at the house.
She will.
Oh, no.
I don't know why y'all act like shit don't happen.
No, that no.
And
it's raining, too.
Oh, yeah.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
I love my brother, but, you know, he reminds me of a country farm. You know why he reminds me of a country farm?
Yeah.
Because they got animals on that farm. They got pigs. They got pigs. They got cows. They got horses. They got mules. They got chickens. They got hens. Yeah, they got hens. And if you put your hand around them, they peck you. You don't want to tell nobody your hen peck. So, if you on that farm, Murphy, if you on that farm.
I know y'all get pleasure out of that little bit of fantasy y'all be running.
Are you an egg grandpa? Are you hen peck? We just want to
I ain't on the farm at all. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Whatever. You know. We love you anyway,
bro.
It don't matter.
I don't need no permission stepping in the goddamn house.
Whatever. It's
I
tell
you, y'all talking about Condoleezza Rice and all that shit. I was surprised.
No.
I thought y'all was going to be talking about some crazy shit. But you talk a little politics? What? I never heard you do that shit too often.
Hey, man.
Who pissed you off? Who pissed you off?
We talk about everything. Michelle Tapalapa, whatever, Tilapia, whatever the hell her name is. I'm sick of them saying don't teach black history because it's going to make white kids feel sad. No, it's going to open their damn eyes.
Teach this shit.
To where when they hear grandpa, uncle, auntie, all them talking crazy, niggas this, they spirit, they going to ask them. Why are you calling them that? What have they done to you?
Well, here's
you know
the thing,
what they contributed to
the here's the thing, too. I want black history taught, but it's not to make white kids feel comfortable. I really don't give a damn about them feeling comfortable. If y'all ain't been comfortable in 400 years, something wrong with y'all. But you had every opportunity.
But
my people get where they need to know
kids,
shit.
You can't blame kids that don't know. You can't blame kids that don't know. You can take a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, 6-month-old, whatever. White baby, black baby, put them in a playpen. They'll play together like shit. They the best of fucking friends. But as they get older and hear all this other bullshit, then they start forming racist opinions. So about other folk, not just blacks, but others. Because they hearing it in the home. So the object is to get it out the home. It'll probably never happen, but it'll get better because it's already better, you know.
Well,
you see
also, when you don't teach both sides of the story, when you don't teach both sides of the story, you get people like Sage from ESPN. She claims, well, like she said about Barack, like I said, I got my problems with Barack, but her thing is, well, he chose to embrace his black father, who ironically wasn't there. The motherfucker wasn't a citizen, number one. Number two, I don't want to hear that shit from somebody who only embraces their white side of their family. You can't, for that argument, she should have been embracing all. I guess she didn't learn about her black side because people scared to teach what they call critical race theory, which is really just American history, fucked up as it is. Well, always
okay.
They all teach the bad shit. Somebody feelings gonna be fucking hurt. Fuck all of them.
Well, to all my Latinos, my Mexicans, you know, my Chicanos,
Mexicans, Dominicanos, Puerto Ricans, everybody speaks Spanish.
Hey, shut your ass up and let me finish. God damn it.
Finish.
I said my Mexicans in San Antonio. I love y'all. I accept the Alamo as y'all's. I acknowledge it as y'all's. It was stolen. Y'all fought and kicked ass, fucked Daniel Boone, David Crockett, all that. I ain't never watched that show. Daniel Boone was a man. It was a big room, fucking thief. Chitty Woe stolen shit on his head. Raccoon's ass, fucking. So, that belonged to y'all. That's why Donald Trump did that shit, took a damn possum top and stuck it on his damn head, talking about hell. So, The Alamo belongs to y'all, and when I read them stories of that bullshit, I turn off, man. I ain't interested in that. That was y'all. That belonged to y'all. San Antonio, that's y'all. So, yeah. Call everything. Alamo Dome, this, that, and other. Alamo Stadium, whatever. It belongs to y'all. Goddamn it. Now, we going to move on. Don't get out for that.
Actually, you know the Alamo didn't belong to them.
Who did it belong
to? Well, who did it belong to?
Because it was a mission built by the Spanish.
Whose land
I mean.
Was it on?
Huh?
Whose land was it on?
Whose land was it on?
Yes. Where did it sit?
It was on their land, and they was the one that attended the mission.
It sat on Tejas, didn't it?
It was their mission, and they attended the mission.
Whose land was
That's
it?
That's correct.
Is it Mexico's
I just
land?
Said they built it on their land. And
you
they're the ones who attended
it. Specify who, but you didn't specify who there was.
Well,
Texas
you want
what it was called. It was called Tejas. So
it was Mexico
land,
way before then.
It was Mexico. They
Look,
took it
the
and
white
named
people
it.
Came, listen, Texas. The white people built the building, okay, so that they could teach and really fuck the Hispanic people over. That's what they did. Not even the Hispanic people, the Indians, the Native Americans.
Correct.
So when the white
Correct.
People were defending it, I guess you could kind of say they both had a stake in it. And the
no.
Mexicans,
yeah.
and the Mexicans.
That's like me changing a light bulb in your house, saying I got a stake in your house. You will cuss me the fuck out.
No. We talk about two different things. I built this house for a purpose that you could use. I never gave it to you. It's not mine. It's a religious building. It's a church.
I don't care how you try to frame that, especially in those
what do you mean?
Days.
I just told you what happened. I'm not
hey,
framing
wait,
it.
There was no concept.
I just told you what happened.
Well, listen, that was a trick they probably pulled on the Hispanics because you can't own something on my land. I can let you use it. But you don't own it.
Murph, you know what?
That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true. You can have an office park. I can open a business and rent a space from you. I own that business. You just own that land.
Apparently, the Mexicans couldn't beat the Spanish army to stop them from building the mission. Well, they didn't have the wherewithal to defeat them, so they built the mission. They tended to the Indians. That's why most of the Hispanic people are Catholic, because the Spaniards brought that to this country or this land, whatever you want to call it, and that's how they got them. They didn't have much of anything. The white people came. They had stuff the same way they did the black people with In Africa with Christianity. Look, you got hard times. We got good times. You know why we got good times? Because we got King Jesus. We got King Jesus. If you want to have good times, come over here and you can have some rice and beans.
Yeah, they fell for that one.
Okay, so the Indians, they were done the same way, but they were done by the Catholics. And they built a mission, the Alamo. You know, they knew that they were going to fight the Mexican army. The white people went back to it. You know, a different set of white people, but the Spanish are white, just like all the other Europeans. They built a mission. They went in there, and they waited and laid low to fight. Now, Phil Collins is the Alamo.
Who? Phil Collins?
Yeah, Phil Collins owns the Alamo.
He bought it?
Not only he owns it outright, but he's the, like, overseer of the all everything Alamo. You pretty much got to go through Phil Collins for it.
No shit?
Yeah, no shit. Phil Collins has been, been enamored with the Alamo from way back in the 80s, like that. And he would collect artifacts and all kinds of things. And he just basically just walked into the space. the curator of the Alamo. He's the God.
Yeah. I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, man. Check it out.
I used to be big on history back in school. And, I mean, I haven't done my homework on the Alamo in decades, man, decades. But I remember, you know, like you said, the Spanish settlers built it. Spanish settlers built it.
To emasculate the Native Americans.
Yeah, so they had like a little, you know, a little military thing and all that. And next thing you know, probably like, they had that thing for years. We're talking like, you know, about 65, 70 years. If my history served me right, don't quote me, etch it in stone. But then I remember, Santa Ana came in, and I think that fight was about 13 days. It was about 13 days. And they took it back. They took it back, you know. And what was it? Jim Bowie, David Crockett, and I think William Travis, whatever. All them trying to make them like heroes. And, you know, they ain't shit. You know, and that's just like if you read this book, Tall House Boy, you know, then they got a book called Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe. They'll tell you how they came into the, you know, into Africa, man, and really they knew it was gold and diamonds, you know, in that land, so they came with religion and fucking people over, especially in South Africa. You know, you're going to teach me religion, but
cut
me out, beat it
into
me. You know? So.
They say the white man came to Africa with the Bible. And the black people had all the land because the white man left. The black man had the Bible and the white man had the land. And do you know, even though those countries are free, they still pay like a stipend to their European countries that used to have direct, you know.
Hey, didn't France just stop getting payments? Like,
I don't know if they stopped. I don't even
I know they had a big thing going on about it, like, in the past year.
But I know Cameroon was supporting France just a couple of years ago. They were damn near broke. They hadn't been for Cameroon and the other little African countries they had colonized. They would be out of it.
Yeah.
And I got a homeboy from Cameroon, man. He just, yeah, they down there went to fill it up, man. That's some crazy shit. But that's the history.
I mean, they will get the oil from Cameroon. Check this out. They will get the oil from Cameroon. Send it to France and get it, what do you call it? How you process oil? What's that process?
Refinery.
Yeah. They would take the refinery there, and then they would pay them to refine it, and then ship it back to Cameroon and pay, and they have to buy the oil back from them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just building your own refinery right there in Cameroon.
Yep, and that's sad, man.
Yeah, because black people don't even know that Africa had their own gods before they even came. White people even came.
That's true. Matter of fact, you know, Africa never, you know how in Europe they brag about the Bronze Age? Africa never had a Bronze Age. Africa went straight to the Iron Age. There's no bronze coming out of Africa. It was straight iron. But they bypassed a lot of that shit.
But when, though, were they behind on the Iron Age?
I doubt it, because during the time when the Bronze Age, when, and this had to be when Mesopotamia was up in Macedonia, because Alexander the Great, was, I remember he was on the camp. Remember how they call him Alexander the Great? He was conquering all the known world. He wouldn't come down to Africa past Egypt. Reason being, I think it's Queen Sadika. She held the line just south of Egypt. And I'm pretty sure they had an iron weapon. But she held the line. He would not go past Egypt. Egypt was easy conquest. But the rest of Africa, no, he wouldn't even touch it. But she held it down.
See, y'all didn't know Three Fools read books too, outside of acting a fool. That's why you never judge a fool by its cover. Damn it.
Goddamn
never
right.
Never judge a fool by its cover. Because you just don't know. You just don't know. Man, I'm still trying to figure out Murph, the white dude that used to come to Times Square, man. I can't think of that dude's name.
I can only think of the young one, Larry. Larry Kajinga or whatever his name was.
No.
I remember Larry. I don't remember who else you're talking about.
No, it wasn't Larry Kajinga. Who used to be called Ryan Sparks. And then he changed
his
name.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't picture.
That's Larry Kachimba. The other guy was Crazy Jim, Crazy Jay, something like that. I just can't think his name now, man. Al Freeman knows. Al would know. But I gotta remember that dude's name eventually. I gotta remember his name. Now, we're gonna hit on it hard tomorrow, even harder. We done chopped a lot into the show tonight. Also, I'm tired and I'm fed up to the most highest level of fed up of these.
Robbie
Harris. Can make a word. God damn it, I can too. Fed up of these. Pistivity. I can't take it no more. Black women running around here with us. Ain't no good black men available. They either locked up or gay. Or married.
Well, stop raising them with these little goddamn girls. Let the men raise them.
No. We're not going to even get into none of that because it'll take too damn long. But I want to ask, are there any good black women left? Do you ever hear men around? Ain't no good black women left. They either locked up or they gay. You know?
Not
I'm just
either,
tired
like.
Of hearing that. If they tell the truth, say, the men I want don't want me. And I don't want to settle because they love to say settle. Men settle too. Your ass ain't perfect. Somebody your ass that we don't like, but we try to find enough good to outweigh the bad to deal with your ass. So we settle too. Y'all be on that bullshit. You know? Mama's boy here, mama's boy here, mama's boy. Is it really that he's a mama's boy, or is it that his mama see through your ragged ass and is fucking up the opportunity you think you got to fucking open? Just asking. You know, stop to ask him. Three fools and a mic that came over to have a little tea. Uh-huh. Now what? God damn it, let's talk. Shit, you want to say it? I say it for you. Oh, and I just put that back out there again. 319-527-6722. Call that number. I see my listener. Y'all want to come in here? Y'all scared? Come on, we ain't going to bite. Jump in the water. Shamu ain't in it. There go another black-white thing. Shamu. They tried to make Shamu out to be a villain because he ate the little white lady I'm drowning. You know, goddamn 2,000-pound whale and your ass around here throwing some little fuck-ass tilapia at him. And then y'all want to sit in the back and eat goddamn salmon and shit. He knew y'all was fucking over him. You ain't paying him right. Yeah, he jumping around all day doing tricks in the water. And y'all ain't giving a shit with some little ass tilapia. He told that helper, one more time, I'm going to fuck you up. And she thought he was playing. And old Shamu got his ass. Mm-hmm. Threw her ass under that water. Oh, he's such a bad... Yeah, I don't know. Some folks negotiate their contract differently. Hell, he ain't had an agent. He handled his... Pay me or I'm going to drown this motherfucker.
Pay me.
And hey.
Pay what I make.
Shit. Hell yeah. Do shit the right way, damn it. Yeah. So I'm just... Black women, I want y'all to just say... Are there any good black women? Yeah. What makes you good? What makes you good? Because tomorrow night, we're going to throw it out there again. But tonight, you can call in and tell us what makes you good, black women.
In other words, you got to get your lie together. Go ahead. Get your goddamn lie together.
You really do.
What they gonna do?
They gonna get their lie together, or they ain't gonna be on the phone.
Why they got to be lying though?
It's gonna be some lies being told. It's gonna be some lying going on. You ain't no way you can convince me on this goddamn planet. There ain't going to be no lying going on tomorrow with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what makes a good black woman? That's all I want to know.
I just feel like y'all unnecessarily.
Look, what makes a good
woman? Now, we put y'all shit up. Oh, you want my opinion for real, or you just want something you can try to put out there?
No, be for real. What makes a good black woman?
For me, somebody that you can actually work shit out with. When y'all get to the point where y'all can't talk, no. If she always trying to provoke you and fight you and try to get you to hit her, no. She got to be, I'm not saying she got to be the calmest person in the world because everybody get mad. But she got to have reason. She got to be about her business. And she has to be willing to accept you in her life, and y'all have to, at the very minimum, share shit. If she's really godlike, though, you're going to be able to leave. She's not going to constantly be stepping on your toes or stepping in the way. She'll be like, well, this is my husband. You need to talk to my husband. Not one of the women that whenever anything goes, whenever something goes either halfway sideways, before you can say anything, she done jumped up, pulled her earrings and shoes off, and got to swinging. No, this might not be the fight for you. You might be finna get both our asses kicked. You sit your ass down somewhere. Anything else you need me to throw in there?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm
just gonna ass kick.
Yeah, you gonna mess around with him. Yeah. But, yeah, Murph, you right on time with it for the most part, yeah.
Hell yeah, boy, get him out that goddamn classroom.
Now what get me is you got a lot of women that'll straight up tell you. I see the posts all the time on Facebook. I'm hard to deal with and proud of it. Well, you proud to be by your goddamn self or with somebody you gonna probably have to take care of the rest of your life. Ain't no self-respecting man gonna want to come home and fight with your crazy ass for eternity. Now, if he's sitting on the couch and you're at work playing fucking PlayStation, yeah, you kick his ass all day because he ain't got no place to go. He don't even want to go no goddamn well. He going to act like you do. He going to bitch a little bit, and he going to try to fuck you down. But at the end of the day, you the man of the fucking house. What the fuck you need him for?
Yeah. you know, he's just an accessory, you know.
Now, they got dildos for that. What the fuck you need a loser for? Eating up all the kids' snacks you got on welfare.
Damn.
Matter of fact, she needs somebody to rub on. Like they, she got another woman to rub on her ass.
Here's the other thing. I know some good black women. I know some good women here, but I know some good black women. I do. And they single. And now, I don't know why they say they can't find a good black man. First of all, your ass ain't supposed to be looking for him. He's supposed to see something in you that makes him come after you.
Hold on. Let's do Kevin Samuels. Now, he may want to come after you, but what kind of bait you fishing with? Are you a 6 trying to be a 10? You walk around there with your titties and your ass out trying to lure a man that's worth $100,000+? He can get y'all all day. You might need a different type of bait to get the right man. And I don't want to hear shit. My pussy gold. My pussy worth all this. My pussy worth all that. Your pussy is worth what the person's willing to pay for it. If they ain't willing to pay shit for it, it ain't worth shit.
And if you a certain age, get that out the equation.
That game's
good. Get that out the equation, because you're going to start having issues with that mug, you know, by a certain age. Just like we got issues with our shit by a certain age. So get that out. Can a motherfucker tolerate your ass for 24 hours straight if y'all stuck in a house together or in a room together? Can he tolerate your ass?
Or is it going to be some police getting called in the corner because one of y'all got to die? That shit can't happen. Be the wrong bitch.
Hey, they, you fucking up. I don't get down with that shit. Yeah, man.
You ain't got to beat them, but she may be the type that's going to push her to the point to need to put her head through the shoe box. You don't need that in your life.
Fuck out of that. Hey, fuck out of that. I say this on every show. Anybody that asks me, ain't shit worth you putting your hands on somebody or them putting their hands on you. If it's that goddamn bad, get rid of that. I have walked away from women that have told me, I beat that motherfucker ass, man. But then you can't be around me because the same way you got mad to hit him, you might fuck around and hit me. And I'm going to put them folk in your goddamn life. I know physically, I can kick your ass, but I ain't finna sit here and lower the standards, man, that was put into me growing up, you know.
I'm glad
not
you
finna
said
lower
that,
myself to that shit. Let me finish. I'm not gonna lower myself to that shit. No, 3 reasons. It wasn't put into me, number one. Number two, I'm not going to fight you and then try to fuck you. Number three, That was two. Number three, my life is more important to me than being put on paper behind a motherfucker that I think so lowly of that I kicked her ass. Now, you want to call me weak, but I'm going to just walk away from your ass. And I had shit to do with you. There's other women out there. Some women want that for to feel loved and whatever. Man, I ain't with that shit. And I had a bitch-ass motherfucker that killed my sister behind that shit. So I say over and over, if you feel like you want to hit a man, fuck away from him. And fellas, if you feel like you want to hit a, get the fuck away. Ain't that, man, that, and if you with somebody that's got them tendencies, history of that shit, get away from them. I can't roll on none of that shit, man.
You hit right on the head of what I was going to get at. Some people just, they don't feel they love until they push you to that point. Them the type you got to get away from. You cannot jeopardize yourself by being with somebody that loves conflict like that.
I had a homeboy was screaming and arguing with his old lady. She ran upstairs, heard a thump, he fell on the floor, dead from a massive heart attack.
barely like 42 years old. I forgot it was 42. And that was even more of a wake-up call because years before that, my ex-wife was telling her friend, I heard it on the phone, I can't even get a good argument out of that bastard. I'm not finna sit here saying all this evil ass shit, your crazy ass, because what the hell about it, did nut up and start cussing and hollering back. Man, don't give a fuck. It ain't fucking your ass right here in this bullshit. Don't clean up a motherfucking thing. Can't cook burning up shit ass. And then I look up this crazy motherfucker on the floor, balled up in a fetal position. I thought she crying. This motherfucker laughing. I'm like, this ain't no goddamn comedy show. You done pissed me off the way I'm about to bust a blood vessel. And you think that shit funny?
If that,
that
makes, if that make your coochie wet, then hell no. You the wrong one if that make you put you wet.
I don't fucking know because I wasn't in the mood for no shit like that. I mean, just the fact that you want to push folks to the edge, you can't sit down. I tried to put this together back when I was dating. It didn't work. Now I tried after we got married, after we had kids. I'm like, one night a week, preferably a Wednesday night because it's middle of the week. Go and watch your soul food, cause she got off the board, Kojo, whatever. Do that. I'm going to put the kids to bed. And then we're going to sit down, play a game of cards or some checkers. Just something, man, and conversate. Put our minds together where I can beat you, you can beat me. And then we talk, have some conversation. Wouldn't do that shit. I got that cell phone line for the fly across the room. Get that, be on the phone with a friend talking about shit going on at the job, somebody else's business, whatever. Now, only way if I say, damn, man, they got that new subdivision shit, they done lowered the prices on them houses. Let me call you back. But let me see. What you got on? I don't know. That's the only time we talk, we're talking about buying a house. Really? And we ain't got no conversation. You know, but we got kids, so you try to hold on. Shit don't work. Just, you know, but I just want to know, y'all can hit the button if you want. I don't know if you're male or female. I just see y'all on here. But hit the, if you're a woman, I want to know what makes a good woman. And then here goes another thing. You get mad at the black men, always, even they got Becky. They get some damn money. First thing I'll run to is get Becky. You don't like your mama if you're getting a white girl. You don't like your mama if you talk about black women. But then let somebody, Serena and all the rest of them, go get a white. Oh, that's a come up. She upgraded.
Oh, yeah.
She upgraded. Really? Yeah. Did she really? Let's go check who this white boy really is that Serena came up with. Who is he? And they always put some shit on there. He's a businessman. He's a broker. He's a white boy that fit the program. He gonna stick around, deal with her mood swings, her crazy outbursts.
What he better be is retired because he gonna live off her ass.
Oh yeah, she don't mind because he gonna do two things that the black dudes didn't do. Number one, they didn't take no shit. Number two, they pretended to not notice. Well, I put it like this. This is what he going to do. He going to let his ass sit there and be ran by her. So that means he going to put up with shit. Number two, when they go out in public to so many functions, he's going to pretend that he don't recognize or see all these dudes that done dicked her down before him. All pro athletes, actors, rappers, because she done been through some dick. So,
Oh, yeah.
A lot, most of them have. So, they settle for the white dude because he's smart. He just like the white girl that get with the black athlete. I know he going to fuck around. All that shit. He get a check every Friday, and I can go spend it and do whatever I want to do. And I've already talked to my dad and my uncle, and they're investing a little bit that I sneak out that he doesn't pay attention to. So
Plus, if we divorce, I'm going to get a big chunk. Plus child support and alimony and all that shit. So I'm fine. But, oh, no. Black woman, you can think the same way with your mess-ass friends. Yeah, I don't know. And now, well, Becky is at home waiting on him to come home 3-4 o'clock in the morning or the next day. But she know that check coming Friday. Your black ass is outside the locker room with rollers in your head and goddamn flip-flops, babies on your hip. They holding one, you holding one. Yeah, goddamn kid ass. Yeah. Now they telling him, man, stop that crazy motherfucker. We're coming up here with all that noise. We're going to have to trade you. If that how good y'all. We're going to trade you. You're going to have a back injury or something. You're going to play. You know? So that's where we differ from Becky. Truth be told, you know, and Becky so smooth. What Becky will do is say, "Honey, you see all the leaves in the okay? Get somebody to come clean the pool. Shit, I ain't gonna fuck with that. Hell, I got practice. I got a game. I got you know. He gone. So Becky calls this company." And she figure out who got the hottest pool boy that come clean that pool lot. And Becky get him some goddamn cookies. And she all right. Because when he come home, whenever he come home, whatever, and he don't want it, she said, Becky, all right. Paco hit it. James hit it. Shit. Don't let that pool come to high brother. Now he over there hitting it. And buying clothes off your money. But the sister, oh no. She ain't gonna go get no secret. She gonna go try to fuck one of the teammates. Or somebody that played for the opposition but got a house in that city and then tell her miss ass friend, I'm hopping in with Chester. I'm hopping in with Chester. Now this jealous ass hate the fact bad to a millionaire. She's gonna go fuck him shit. He ain't hit it for me. But your wife fucking just, she said she gonna try to get him signed with y'all. That's how a sister do. I'm just saying, if y'all don't like it, 319-527-6722. The fools are talking real shit. Unfiltered on y'all ass. Yeah. What about that fat ass helper? That's 400 pounds. Do you think it's 140? Who?
Oh, I thought you said about Lonnie Love.
I hope you didn't say who I said. Thought you said. You said
yeah,
Leon.
Lonnie, a lot of fucking
that fat helper. I hope somebody hear this. Don't tell her. Fat ass all on TV. You got a platform. And you get your fat ass on there, calling by all the black, good black men incarcerated or gay or married.
What the fuck make them good black men?
No. She say they all, but it's just this the thing. When your fat ass wants somebody who don't want you, don't go around spreading that shit. Don't go around spreading that shit. Her and Lizzo either go on a goddamn diet, get your stomach stapled, or shut the fuck up. That's the bottom line. Go on a diet, get your stomach stapled, cut off, banded tape, duct tape, whatever. Get some goddamn 3M cable tie and section that motherfucker off. But quit getting on TV and all on social media lies. The guy that you want don't want your big ass. Hell. Yeah, you look good in makeup and you cute. Lizzo, a lot of love, you fucking ugly. So I seen you in the pool without your wig and all that shit on. And then you better be glad COVID got y'all filming at your house. Because your big ass is about to suffocate sitting on that stool with all that goddamn stomach pushing all up in your damn esophagus and shit. I ain't never seen nobody out of breath trying to discuss something.
motherfucker out of breath doing hot topics. And then mine, every time they say hot topics, she thinking, hot pocket, greedy bastard. You ever see when they be giving out food samples and all the other girls be talking to whoever the guest is, and a lot of just eating, goddamn it. They go to commercial, only licking her fingers and shit. Come back from commercial, she picking her teeth and shit. Nobody want no fat motherfucker eating all the goddamn time. Yo, everybody like to eat. Hell, I'm greedy. But damn, I broke up with a chick one time. She was bringing food in the bedroom. She bringing food in the bedroom. I'm like, damn. Shit, I'll never forget. And then I'm one night, my genitals tingling. I'm like, damn, it's 3:30 in the morning. This heifer want to do something now. Fuck. I'm a real man. I'm trying to wake up. Yeah, I'm like, wait, that shit hurt. Damn, she got jagged fingernails. She been biting on her nails. And shit got painful. Man, she wasn't scratching me with cracked up fingernails. Goddamn ants. This motherfucker had them powder donuts. Shit, ants bite my nuts. Man, I'm choking her ass. Now I'm in the yard in my damn drawer trying to explain to the law why I had to choke her big ass this time morning. And I'm not a violent dude, but I just felt pain in my nuts. I didn't know what was going on. You know? He choked me. Well, I choked you the night before because you told me to. He's like, you make you get out. Okay, you know, I'm keep my hands on my... I didn't know. Hell, I'm just... Something bites your nuts that hard. Hell, I didn't know who was over there. Yeah, Jason was snuck in the room. Freddy Krueger. Hell, I didn't know. I ain't eating them damn powdered donuts. I don't like powdered donuts to this day. Shit. Hey, your damn nuts up, boy. They get down there in a pile. But, I mean, I never give my brother-in-law. I was giving him a ride to work one day. He got in the car. He said, hey, talk to your pop. Talk to your pop. He's talking about my ex-sister-in-law. I said, like, what, man? She getting bad. She getting bad, man. What? And then nigga bringing food in the bedroom, man. Bring food to the bed. And he said, she goddamn plate of smothered pork chops. Man, she was so goddamn funny. And that's sad. If you bring a goddamn plate of soul food into the bed, sleeping and fucking, that's it. I can see a cup of tea, a glass of wine, liquor, whatever. Don't bring no damn plate, smother poke chow, goddamn rice, and man, oh, hell no, nah, mac and cheese and yam. Hell, you can't do nothing after you done ate that. They get on you in the missionary, and you either going to puke on them or shit on them. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Booze. Y'all go ahead, because I done violated some FCC rules or something tonight. I know I have. Y'all going to talk, man, because, you know, and I'll be sober when I do this shit. So y'all going to chime in, because he got me wired up with Line of Love, fat ass. I'm in love with that old white dude about 70 years old. James is sucking up your paycheck. Quit that goddamn show and go get a job at damn Chase Bank or Wells Fargo. He will leave your fat ass if you just got a normal salary. You got to be a millionaire for a nigga to walk through the goddamn bathroom with your big drawers hanging over the shower rack. And you got some big ass drawers, Lionel.
Okay, now that's funny.
Your drawers look like a goddamn hammock. Hell, if that shower boy was strong enough, you can lay in that bathroom and take a nap. Because your drawers look like a damn hammock. Big bastard. Get on that talk. I'ma defend the fellas that ain't saying nothing to your fat ass. They saying it, but you don't bring them on the show so they can get hold to your big ass. Stop spreading that lie. All black men ain't locked up gay and married. That shit out. All y'all that saying that. Lizzo, quit
quit going after them young rappers that don't want your big ass.
No, Lizzo was
now,
trying
damn it,
to do
Captain America. I heard you trying to holler at Captain America. He didn't want you. Go get somebody else. Hell.
Like Captain Planet. You gotta fuck with Captain Planet.
Yeah. Yeah, go fuck with Rupert Sutter. Somebody. Well, Fat Joe Marriage. So leave him alone. Go find your fat rapper. Somebody out there fat. I don't know who fat, man. But go find a fat rapper. And she'll go
he's
tell
fat.
Her friend. Yeah, he too big. No, he spoken for whatever. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna somebody. But what's the dude's name? I ain't never scared.
Oh, Bonecrusher died.
He died?
I think so, yeah.
Damn. I know Big Pun died.
I'm not sure, but I think he did. Murph, did Bonecrusher
die? Well, Rick Ross
don't want to see
that. I don't know. This is the first I heard of it.
And here's all the thing, man. Lizzo is not an ugly chick. She cute. She cute in the face. You know, body ain't really bad. It's big. But and here's the thing with big women. When you big, dress like you big. Don't try to wear skinny shit.
Especially did you see that super big see-through shit she wore?
Uh-uh, no, I didn't. I saw what she wore to the
she
Lakers
have
game.
Nothing
ass out.
She have nothing on under straight see-through.
Well, Captain America don't want that.
Oh, you mean when she went to that the Cardi B birthday party?
Yeah, you couldn't even see the cat. The fupa was in the way.
You can't see her cat if she's naked in front of you, no way.
That's what I'm saying. The fupa was in the way.
Naked.
That was the whole cat.
Yeah, you got to grab that thing and lift it up, and you might see some. Maybe a camel toe or something, but nah, it ain't like, you know, she walked through.
Ain't no
so
toe,
that
a hoof.
Yeah, damn donkey hoof. Shit.
Views
and opinions expressed on this show are ours 100%, goddammit. They ours 100%. Hey, y'all, you know, we ain't lying no more, but we still on. So, who else we getting? We got Lonnie Love, fat ass. We got Lizzo, fat ass.
We got Lizzo.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Ain't no more fat ones.
Oh, this is some more
man,
fat ones.
Man, you know what? I saw my eighth girlfriend on Comics Unleashed last night.
You ain't said nothing about Preston.
Who?
Preston.
Oh, what's her name? Gabourey Sidibe?
Yeah.
I want to hit that. That movie done her wrong. I want to hit that.
Yeah,
now, I'm getting sick every time I go online. They talking about, hey, you seen Precious lately? And then,
that old clickbait shit.
She lost 5, but yeah, that clickbait. And you ain't want to show you 99 bastards you don't even know and then get the pressure and pressure lost 8 pounds. That just means she changed shoes. Yeah. But, I get with pressure. She didn't seem like she got a good attitude, personality. I get with
like
but we got to sit down and talk. Yeah, we got to talk. Like, look, baby, I need you to dress like this. Don't go out there trying to dress like you a size 12, 13, 14. You not, okay? You not. You got to wear something else.
Like
you
a
know,
22.
They got clothes. Yeah, they got clothes for big girls, right? They got clothes for big girls. And the problem is the big girls in denial because, like Kevin Samuels said, when this chick come out, you got something against plus-size women. He said, no. But in our culture,
He said, how did he say it? He said, basically, they don't want to lose weight because there's always some chin-ass dude out there that'll throw some dick in them. That's how he said it, which is true. Now, you know, when we was in school, to be fat was kind of dishonorable. The fat girl got picked last for everything, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, they tried to wear something that was loose, so you couldn't see her. Now they bumping while around, stomach hanging all out and everything, you know. And if you got a bad case of titty, dude, you really need to do a self-check. Y'all know what titty do is, right?
I can guess.
That's where your stomach stick out further than your titties do. So, I mean, you know, once you get to a certain age, don't matter. But when you young like that, no, it ain't to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Better you ain't developing up there. So now you're going to have dudes that look at that, these visual guys. So you're going to want that guy that's 30 in the waist, you know, to just pay attention to your face. He ain't going to do that. And if he do like you, it's going to be a chick that, you know, a size 4, 5, 6, jig at him, and shit, he go there, you can't get mad. You know, what you going to do, beat up? Get hold my bag.
He'll fucking lie.
No. Real is real, you know. Once again, he in trouble.
What?
But that's okay. Because the fool is talking. He's just putting it out there, you know. So, who is that other chick, man? She's like, man, she's a... Now, I'm going to tell you, my personal favorite, is Ashley Graham. So, I mean, people can say they want, you know, Ashley Graham and doggone, y'all know my wife come first. But if Ashley Graham knock on my door, I'm going to have a talk with my wife. Look, that's Ashley Graham at the door now. Can I get it all bad?
These opportunities don't come around too often.
Yeah. Do y'all know where Ashley Graham is?
I don't, but I can imagine where you're putting it.
Ashley Graham ain't no joke. She ain't no joke. Then the one that died. She died. Remind me of Lizzo. Remember the chick that was in that movie, Road Trip?
I think
Black
so, yeah.
Chick. That the little scrawny white dude got, she gave some. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
She passed away. She passed away. I'm like, damn. Be like that. But there's good black men out here. You know, black women, I just need you to stop. With the bull. Just stop. Stop it. Sick of it. Sick of it. And here's another thing that I can say about them. Understand before you come to the table, when you hear women throwing that bullshit out about men stepping to you wrong, if you struggling, you shouldn't be dating. Guess what? If your ass need his help, you struggling too. So your ass don't need to be dating. Well, sit your ass down somewhere until you get it together, then come back. That way y'all can talk about something other than your bills and your ex. Paul Pass, you still here?
Who the fuck you talking to?
You.
You!
You know,
and got quiet all of a sudden. Got
You're going to hold this court and doing a damn good job, so why can't I say anything? Hey, chill, lead the set up. There's three fools and a mic.
Goddamn it, I don't want to do it all.
Hey, he had to move from the bathroom to the garage.
I'm not even
home yet. Oh, you have to
what's that song? All by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you sound like Alfalfa. You sound like
hey,
Alfalfa
man,
piece
know
of
that,
goddamn dollar.
You know Alfalfa was a motherfucker off that show.
Yeah, he's a bad ass.
They said that motherfucker used to, they said that motherfucker used to go hard. Oh, somebody stabbed the shit out of his ass and shot him. He get drunk, get to acting a goddamn fool. Yeah, Alfalfa was a motherfucker.
Yeah. But what most people don't know is the highest paid kid on this show was Buckwheat.
What's that? It
was Buckwheat.
Say that again so they don't know.
Buckwheat was the highest paid kid on that show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Buckwheat was the man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buckwheat, he was the highest paid out of all the motherfuckers.
And Buckwheat will put their ass too. you know, Bush must have pissed off somebody. One of them gay-ass directors. For them to let Buckwheat whoop his ass on that show.
Yeah, you better take that ass with him because you know Buckwheat had a big buck.
Now, what happened to,
Hold on,
I forgot how Buckwheat got.
That's
Murphy rocking.
Look at your
watch. Yeah,
that's
Murphy.
That's funny. Wait, this dude don't know nothing but derogatory shit to try to make me look like I'm the bitch in the relationship. Thank you, Alton Moore.
Hey,
somebody called you a bitch in the relationship.
Nobody said that. He's trying to
handpick. Hey, what you doing? Washing dishes? But you got to get permission. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to be the bitch in the relationship.
Hey, hold up. You know what? He was at home. Now he left the house.
I told you I ain't got off from work yet.
Oh,
that's not leaving.
Oh, that's how he getting to talk on the phone. Oh, okay. Well, we know when the show going to end.
Oh, when he pull up?
All right.
That's it for
tonight,
y'all.
And ladies, this is why DTF can't keep no woman. He'll fuck you, but he damn sure can't stay with you.
I don't want to.
Well, that's why
motherfucker ain't got no goddamn manners.
I don't want to.
He don't be thumbs on the floor expecting you to pick your shit up. He ain't got no fucking manners.
I don't want to. But she ain't got no problem with knowing her duty.
Yes, hear that? That's your goddamn duty to clean up after him.
Hey, the same thing I'm asking her to do is probably what you do at home. Everybody got a
You didn't ask that. Shit. You didn't ask shit. You said this is what she going to do.
This is
that don't
what
sound
she
like
gonna,
asking.
That's
that
what
don't
she
sound
gonna,
like asking to me.
I don't have to ask. It's understood.
Okay. I'm waiting to see that. I'm waiting to see this mythical bitch you're going to pull out that do everything. I'm waiting
that's
for this bitch.
Hey, she's not gonna be mythical. She
why you
gonna
call her
it.
A bitch, man?
She gonna be a mythical bitch.
She's not
bitch
gonna be
I
a
ain't never
bitch.
Seen.
You know what? If she's not gonna be a bitch.
All right, let me change that. I'm waiting for this mythical woman that walks on water.
I'm saying she's not gonna be
I'm
a gonna bitch.
I'm
gonna
see this shit.
Thanks for her. I'm saying, but
so
the
she
way
back
she
to being a bitch again, or
me?
Is she not a bitch?
She's not going to be a bitch. She's not going to be a bitch about anything that go on between me and her.
She's still going to be mythical.
You know what I'm saying? She, the bitching ain't going to be in her. She's not, that's not who she is.
She's going to be mythical. That woman
gonna,
don't exist.
Gonna,
you talking about.
Be,
maybe 30,
be
40 years ago.
She's going to be just right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no this and that and back and forth and all that.
You
she
got a time limit on how long it's
going
to take you to find this
I'm
woman.
Say, hey,
your ass getting off.
Hey, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. She's going to say what she's going to say. You know what I'm saying? There's only one ace of spades in the deck.
Let me ask you. You got a time limit on how soon you're going to find this woman? Because your ass is getting old. You're running out of time.
Oh, I'm not like you. I'm not going to throw in the cards just because somebody showed up. I'm not going to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's
I'm
going to
get what I
think
want.
I read about her in one of them old fairy tale books I used to read as a kid. She don't exist.
Fairy tale better than scary tale.
Boom. You'll never know because your woman will never show up.
Boom! Damn,
you'll never know because your imaginary woman will never show up.
But what she will be
is imaginary.
Ask her to do.
Yeah, when them blow-up dolls do everything you tell them to do nowadays.
Yeah, and that's good.
And that's why I'm going to get one.
But I'm going to be, but I'm going to be the only man in this house. I'm gonna be the
not like you're gonna be the only person in that house.
Cast. I'm gonna be the king.
Black women
cast.
Can't say shit about a man that go by one of them life size, real skin tone, whatever, blow up dogs when they brag about their fucking toys. See, they want you to have, they want to have all the pleasure. They want you to have all the pain. Now, ain't nothing wrong with them. Having toys and rabbits and butterflies and ding dong dongs with hooks and strap ons and whatever, feathers. And, but you nasty little pervert. Right, you get your shit.
Man,
sometimes
you,
we might want to get ours without hearing all that bullshit.
Right there. You got to get all that come with you. I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna be
yeah.
A compromise.
Some women need to learn that and let the dust take right the mouth right after we finish. So we can prolong.
You gonna still pay my car now? You gonna still help me with my.
No! No! Too many women act like. They don't get pleasure out of fucking.
Well, a lot of them just to make a transaction. So, hey, that's what you got to expect. A lot of them learn to make it a transaction. When you get like that, you ain't gonna get a good woman. Not if you like that.
It's a lot of women out there ain't number prostitutes. They first pimp was their mom. I'm gonna leave that one alone to another episode.
That's true.
We ain't got enough time. But a lot of women out there ain't number prostitutes. I ain't talking about those that's already on the corner or whatever in the club selling it. I'm talking about regular get up, go to somebody's job or sit at home waiting on. You still a prostitute. His first pimp was your mama. I'll explain that to you on the next episode. We ain't doing it today. Hate me, cuss me out the next week if you want to. But when I break it down to you, you don't know I'm telling the truth. And if I got to be a pastor for a day, I'm a pastor for a day because you listen to everything his ass tell you and you fall for it. Yeah, I'm going to tell you too. God damn it. We got to change the way we look at things and then we can have some good relationships. I said it last time. Quit letting TV define how you find you a man, or how a man find you. Nobody want them loud helpers on TV. Yeah, they getting fucked. But they ain't getting wiped down. And if they do get wiped down, they don't last. Because it's all for bullshit. Who can get this? Who can get that? Blah, blah, blah. What's Cardi B husband name? Sunshine? Whatever his name is.
Offset.
Offset, yeah, Offset. That's about the most offset goddamn ass. She caught him, what, she caught him cheating and come on stage with the flowers and all that and try. Final Cardi B is, he fucked somebody else, so what'd that tell you? He a damn dog? No. He's not a dog. He got dog tendencies. But remember this, I ain't seen two gay dogs yet. And I hope I never do. And I go to different parks and walk, and I see dogs around. But what I always see is boy dogs jumping on back of the girl dog, and there could be other boy dogs standing around. She might and fight him out. But most of the time, she give in, stand there, okay, hit it. And he smash it. And the other dog sit around going, oh, she's a hoe, look at her. Oh, ho. Oh, ho. Wouldn't give me none this morning, bro. Right here in broad daylight. Fucking King. Wouldn't give Black none. Wouldn't give Cujo none. You know, and then she walk around, goddamn belly banging, hanging, looking all in. And all, she ain't give me none. Fuck that. Help me find some food. I'm starving out here. No. Go find him. He done moved on. He on down on another dog. So, yeah, if she stand still and let that dog get on her, that's on her. That's on her. Boy, damn. These women gonna run me over. I'm not gonna walk for the next month. The car jump in the car, hey, that bastard is, hit his ass. We just keeping it real because the men don't have a platform on TV to defend ourselves. And y'all sitting there buying into that ain't no good Black men. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Not tonight. No. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. DTF.
What's up, baby?
What's your take on that?
Oh, what? No good Black men?
Yeah.
Man. I can understand what they want, but they gonna get what we got. There's plenty of good brothers out here. But you know, to be a Black man, you gotta be a porn star. You gotta be a superhero. You gotta be a rocket scientist. You know, you can't just be no average Black guy. You won't be counted as a good Black man. You gotta be high tier for them to even consider you being somebody that they can even be with. You know, back
you really do got
good job
part with your grade
there for the woman. But she'll be with you. But now, so man, you gotta have it all. You gotta put all of them in the box. But there's lots of good brothers out here.
Yep, I know plenty.
Yeah,
I know plenty.
Hey,
now
what's the number one thing that
turns you off?
Hold on.
Go ahead,
baby. Now, I'm gonna tell these women right now, if they can get a brother like my main man right here, Mercy, then you got you. You only hope for a brother like him. That's what you really want. So, you know, and I will tell you, if you ever get free, I'd be the first one to let you know he slide to his number. But if you shoot for something like this, then you gonna have it going on. But all you want is them PlayStation 5 niggas. Somebody you can throw with the PS5. You can hide and he'll be right back where he's supposed to be. These no good men that they say that are out there, you raise these men. So it's your own damn fault. You can't find no man. Sitting up there trying to make a damn man. What kind of shit is that? That's like making a snow cone with no ice. You can't even do that. You don't even know what it is to be a man. You don't know nothing about a man.
Mm-hmm.
You like the idea of a man, but you try to get you a man, then the man start coming with ideas and instructions and directions. Oh, you can't. Of course not. See, it just feels good. It's romanticized. A man. A man ain't nothing but a goddamn accessory to a woman now. You push his button when you need it. When she don't need it, she don't engage him at all.
Yep. Yep. That's what I see nowadays.
Yeah, that's all it is, man, because that's what the women on Real Housewives do. The men ain't nothing but an afterthought. That's something to help the storyline. That's why these guys, they be having women. Sometimes they act like they're your women. Sometimes they're not your woman. You just helping out their storyline, because in each one of their minds, they the most dumbass broads on them damn reality shows. All them IG models and all that, they think they all this and all that. What we really need to do is stop paying attention to these broads and stop going into these thirst traps, making them think they ain't more than what they is, just because you got a little ass you can bounce. How many asses can you watch a day bounce? And I love ass, but even I'm getting tired of the shit. You got any other goddamn tricks you can do to keep my attention? I do like money. Shit, go make a damn peak top in Thanksgiving. The tryout season. Let's see what you got, baby. In the kitchen.
That was a great point. Great point.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something, too. Ladies, if you do have young boys, quit trying to bring them up to be the man that you wanted that got rid of your ass. What I mean by that?
And cut that guy.
Quit making them. Quit making them into boys that you control. The dudes you wanted to control, but he bounced. Now you got a son that you trying to make out to be a boy that you can control. Because what happens, he meet a girl that you don't like, but she got him under control. Because you taught him not to think as a man, but as a woman tells him to think. And the difference between you and that girl, she giving him that cookie. So now you can't get him away from him. And you hating her, and can't stand her. But that's because she got the power of the pootie-doo. Now you around crying, everybody. I can't stand that bitch. I don't whip her little ass. No. Had you let his daddy and quit saying, dad went around, daddy. A lot of guys around, they just can't deal with the bullshit. Get tired of it.
Amen.
They ain't trying to spend penitentiary time every time they want to come pick up their son or visit their son, whatever. You want to act a fool. It ain't about y'all no more. It's about the child. You want to fuck with him and give him a hard time. So he just stay away because he tired of you lying, calling the laws unnecessarily. Now they jacking him up. They ain't going to jack a woman up, but they'll jack a man up before they even know what the damn story is. And he get tired of that shit. Then these helpers go and find a nigga that's tender dick, break him off a little, and then, hey, can you take my son to the barbershop? Can you do this, this? Then run to everybody. His own daddy won't take it. I had to get my view. A goddamn lie. You didn't ask that daddy. You didn't ask him. You didn't ask him. And even if he don't have the money to pay you every month, if he got time for that boy, that's more important. That's more important. So all y'all can say what the fuck you want to say, but that's more important because you're trying to get this boy to be able to think as a man and get out into society and function as a man, not as a woman in a man's body.
Yeah, many men.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Can we get them an amen? Can we get them amen? That's the thing.
Damn, say that again.
Say it again. Say it again.
We need to get them a man.
You know they gonna hate my show. They don't like me.
You know they. You can't. You cannot raise a man because you don't know what it is to be a man. It's just impossible. Women raise boys thinking that a man is pay your bills on time, don't hit women. Like that's the only goddamn two things that make a good man. You're not gonna teach him to survive because you can't, his feet ain't even touching the ground. You giving him every fucking thing he wish for. You don't even scold him. And cut his goddamn hair. Why he walking around with barrettes in his hair? And beads in his hair.
That shit is
he even developed sexuality yet. The things that make a man, we got more than just telling you how to pee straight in a goddamn toilet bowl. There's a thing called masculinity that you can't give it. That's why you got these little boys running around here with beads in their head, ribbons in their head, barrettes in their head with long-ass hair. When we were growing up, you had to get your hair cut, first hair cut. 1 year old, get your ass in the tip.
Yeah.
Now they walking around with looking like Bo Derek.
All
he doing now is just growing up being your damn servant. And then you wonder why he can't love no woman, because you only taught him how to love your monkey ass. So you the one
that... Say that shit one more time. Say that shit one more time.
You wonder why he can't love a woman, because you taught him to only love your monkey ass. So if he do grow up and get a damn decent woman, and then there's a competition between you and his wife. Bitch, you ain't in the competition.
Either that or you're
going to be the man, too. And then if she lucky enough to find a man that want to fuck with her and put up with her, that little nigga going to run that man away because he fucking something he want. He got an Oedipus complex.
Yep.
Your mama done taught you, and then he in love with his mama, so he going to run every nigga off that come.
Hey, you see the little niggas in the grocery store, you're looking at their mama ass, they block the ass. Nigga, if you don't move your ass out the way, you can't stop this glare. Fall in your spot. You don't know where your spot is because your mama can't show it to you.
Yep.
And then she want to compete. Like I said, she want to compete with the woman in your life. You're not going to be able to compete with that woman. This woman have my children, and she giving me good yaka at night. Mama, you can't compete with that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your time has come.
Yeah.
Your place is over here. Her place is over there. She over you in that map. I respect you. Well, wife, 54 months. But you can't raise your son for that because you want him to be always under you. He grow up and buy his wife a car. Why you buy that bitch a car? Are you fucking serious? Because you ain't never had a nigga do nothing for you. You don't want me to do nothing for my woman? Because it's fucking alien. Because you don't know about that. Because all you did was teach him how to be your little boy. He your little man, my little man, my king. How the hell he a king? He don't even know no king. Like my boy Murphy say, how you gonna name yourself a king?
Yeah, somebody has to name that. You don't just name yourself.
You
earn that title. You earn that title. You earn that title. Now what I'm like say, king grew up to be gay is all I know. What sound does that sound?
Yeah.
And for those of y'all that don't like what I just said, we ain't saying nothing about hatred or whatever. We talking about gay. We talking about...
Yeah, we don't hate gay.
You know, the title. No, we don't. Shit, the title of king, you know, so y'all saying it's okay for a king to be gay, go, so be it, whatever, man. I don't care.
Well,
I ain't
you know,
a king
they gay kings in England.
Yeah, that was gay kings in... I mean, it's the title don't mean shit.
No, you just
it's the action and the responsibility.
Exactly.
But a lot of kings, you don't know they gay in public. You don't know.
No,
they
don't
run around like RuPaul. Yeah, that's supposed to find out in their bedroom.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that ain't none of my business.
Nah, it ain't. It ain't my business either. But what we speaking on, just about to win. And here goes something else.
Yeah.
Black women. I ain't talking to white women because I look out for my black women. Black women, don't be, you listening to motherfuckers that's making money off y'all. These other women that's talking shit about black men, they making money off y'all. Y'all clicking on their shit, getting them all these hits, running them viral. You watching their shows, getting them good ratings. They don't give a shit. They want you to stay single. That's just like some of them preachers. They want you to stay single because they know a real man ain't going to let you give up your goddamn paycheck. Bottom line. So here's the thing. Black women, if you meet a guy, stop. And I mean, DTL talked about this earlier. A man can only go so far when he's working for another man.
That's right.
He can only go so far. He will never be the CEO. He might carry some titles, VP, this, that, another, blah, 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 chief, this, but he will never be the CEO, the owner, the founder, none of that shit. So what you need to do, if you're really planning to build a life with him and y'all dating, look at him. See what he's doing. If he on that... Just like I said, if he's an electrician, you know, he moved up from apprentice to a journeyman, and now you meeting him and dating him or whatever, but damn, encourage him to go take the test so he can be a fucking, oh man, he can get his
master.
Okay? Get his master. He makes more money as a master electrician. He can own his own company. He can own his own company. He can go out and get minority contracts and build and grow and build
and
a whole type of
black men, too. We, black women and men, we got to stop looking over jobs like this. Y'all look at them. A lot of y'all will hold y'all nose up as an electrician or a plumber. If you really look at them, them motherfuckers stay paid. While you run around here, there ain't nobody hiring. I don't know no electrician, AC tech, or plumber that's ever been out of work. Y'all,
and that's
that
the point I'm getting at.
Ain't hiring.
That's what I'm getting at. You could be a damn engineer, this, that, and other, blah, 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 blah. Get fucking laid off, and it might be 3-4 years if you ever get back in. They hiring, they just don't want to hire you because you're a threat to them. I'll never forget. When the company, I was in the electrical industry, and the company closed down, but I was in sales. And I had white women and people calling me, "Easy, you found anything yet?" Nope. Call this company. Call dealers. Call Win Lane. Call, they hiring. I'm saying y'all name. I don't give a fuck. Come sue me. I'll tell the truth. Yeah, it's going to be hiring blacks and that shit. So I go over there, and I hire right now. Man, I know the white boy just got hired. He waved at me when I walked in. So y'all full of shit, but they can do that. And that's why I was saying that about a gay dude. He could come in and go, "They don't hire me because I'm gay," and go file a lawsuit and rip their ass apart. But us, we black, they can tell us all kinds of shit. You know, we this. We only hired one person. We had a budget cut. We had to cut out. All that shit. So why don't you encourage your man to build? But I know you, I ain't finna struggle with you. I ain't finna go through that. I need my nails done. I need my hair done. I'm going on my trip to my girl. Well, sometimes you put that shit on the back shelf and then build and get that. Then the young girl, well, see, you spend all your time focusing on some bullshit instead of getting somewhere. But then you want to applaud the black man that's there. He had a good woman that showing that shit, they still together. Because a real black man ain't going to forget that shit. But he is going to... Now, I'm going to tell you, if he building, and every day he come home after getting out there, getting dough slammed in his face, getting contracts turned down, and you talking shit about him,
Yeah, when he get there, he gonna think about that shit. So yeah, he might go fuck around. He might, because you wasn't supporting. Yeah, with Becky. And Becky damn uncle, shit, got an offshore rig, you know, where they need some electricians to go out there. And his company finna send 10 electricians out there for some millions. What your uncle doing? Goddamn stole y'all fucking ID and round there charging shit under y'all name. They ain't got caught yet. I bought the car and told it out. Nicky and them boy van. So he get one to come to van. His ass get caught with prostitutes in it. Shit. So, yeah. Ooh, you hate but nah, I'm just keeping real scenarios going. Tyler Perry do it. Y'all don't get mad at him. Shit. Encourage him. Just like when any women, you in your 40s, and you going back to school at 50, and you online studying all these master's degrees and all that. Shit, your ass supposed to be ready to retire. Coming out there, you got all this student loan debt and shit. Ain't no man. Well, I don't fuck with guys that will. But who this? You ain't gonna mind the shit. You ain't put them books. Get out that goddamn computer. And no, you want to better yourself? Better yourself. Better yourself. Move on. But, yeah, you doing to get a better job or a raise at your job, cool. But why you can't look at, man, getting out there being an entrepreneur as well? Man, if you look and tell black folk all the time, you ain't doing shit if you don't own nothing. You know? You ain't doing shit if you don't own nothing. Don't go try to get $500,000 out and you can't handle the maintenance loan. You don't get $500,000 house, you need to have $5 million in the bank.
Well, we got to learn. Stop buying shit.
Black man tell you that shit. Yeah, now you ain't going to fuck with him no more. Or you don't want him because he just told you something that makes sense.
Well, again, we gotta learn. You're not supposed to buy shit just to show off to other people. You buy shit you can build off. And like you say, that $500,000 house, how many of us can really afford that shit? I know it's gonna be somebody that's a lot of people. Yeah, there's a lot of them that can't too. Still trying to get up in it. Fucking their whole life off.
Yep. Oh, you get in it, but now your marriage ain't worth the shit. Y'all can't go nowhere like y'all used to. Y'all making excuses to folks. Hey, y'all, we have to get together so-and-so. Y'all can't go. Cause shit, that restaurant for both y'all to go in there eat don't run you about $350. Oh, no, we can't afford that shit. But they don't be looking while we ain't there. Well, we ain't there because we can't afford it. Tell you had something else going on. Now the whole time y'all at home because y'all ain't there, she got a fucking attitude. I don't know why I'm even watching this show. Yeah, we're supposed to be in a damn restaurant. Somebody, they can't get out there and go get an extra job. What am I going to get an extra job for? I'm working 2 hours already. Now you want me to have 4 goddamn jobs just to afford this house? I fuck around, I have a heart attack, drop dead. And hell, the dirt ain't even dry on my grave. And another in the game, fucking you in a house that I, no. This episode that we just recorded tonight. Gonna have all pictures in the post office. Want it? Perfect. Oh, he picked no hall pass having ass.
There you go
ETL.
With that shit. Plus, it ain't the first time my ass been wanted.
Nobody can
ETF
with his old no liking black women and that evil motherfucking rotten dirty shit eating no life having motherfucking shitty bastard Israel funky ass.
He is a disgusting motherfucking ass. He is My goddamn name ain't no Israel. I can't stand Israel. Me neither. I don't like that motherfucker. Shit. But you love Ezra. Whoa! Goddamn, y'all. We done it. We done it up tonight, man. We done it up. Y'all had fun, man.
Yeah, I know I did, man. I always do.
And we coming back tomorrow. Three fools and a mic.
Three.
We going for
three mics.
Hell yeah, we got three mics. Hell, I might bring an extra mic just in case. Yeah. I started to bring 50 Cell Men in tonight. But I know it's going to be kind of hard.
Now, bring it tomorrow. I
have to bring 50 Cell Men tomorrow.
If you can't make it, let her call in tomorrow.
All right, she can call in.
57 is cool.
Yeah. Man, we have to do that. But y'all know it's Wednesday night, and there's a show that your boy get down with hard. So we're going to get ready to make this a farewell. Murph, what you got to say?
I know y'all hear me sparring back and forth with my boys. I still love these two motherfuckers. They my dogs. They're closer to me than my own brother. So the shit y'all seeing, whether we mean it or not, it ain't none of your motherfucking business. I love y'all, though.
That makes crazy.
Oh, I done said some shit fucking with this dude. GTL, what you got to say?
Man, you know it's all good on my side, baby. Nah, I do. Keep it smooth. In the groove.
Yeah. And to the fat girl that got offended because I said, in the church, what is that shit? To the 400-pound girl that I said if you was 160, you wouldn't be singing on the praise team. You'd be in the club because you know some dude will be hitting at you. You're only in the praise team, choir, whatever, because number one, going in the club, you got to do a lot of walking. And you need to fix the inside of your thighs because they're going to be rubbing. So stop wearing the tight ass elastic jeans that you got. That with that tight deal and we can see the lines from the little body shaper, but it ain't shaping much because it's 400. That's 400. You know, don't get up there on stage with that on, because you're the only one that ain't smiling. You want to smile, but it's so tight, you can't breathe, you know. If I was a pastor of that church, I'd make you feel funny, because I'll tell you, stand right there, don't move. And I'll leave you there for hours. I'll leave you there for hours, just because. So, y'all, you finna bounce up out this camp. We'll be here for tomorrow night. Murph, GTL, it's your boy Ezra. We had fun. Holler at us tomorrow. We out of here.
Mañana, ladies. Mañana.
Yeah. All right. That's how we do it. Three fools in the mic tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in and talk to Ezra. We out of here.